Fridays from 2 o'clock to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppy Creston Presents radio show. It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format. Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up, collage, and general Creston weirdness. Beppy Creston Presents, Friday at 2 o'clock on CITR FM.
You are listening to the Parts Unknown show on 101.9 CITR, coming to you from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. I am Chris Arific, and today is a very special day. It is January 17th. This is the birthday of my friend Shiaki, who I had been friends with ever since high school. She had been a dear, dear friend for years and years and years, even when she left us and went to Japan to be with her family again. I remember there was a one time that I hadn't seen her or talked to her in the longest time, and I wanted to give her a call because I had her phone number, but I wanted to talk to her in Japanese because I had wondered, she hadn't been to Canada in the longest time, would she even remember any English? That's how ignorant 17-year-old Chris Arific was back then. And I remember getting a friend who was fluent in Japanese because she was Japanese. And she got me to write out something for the event. And so what I know in Japanese is, hello, is Shiaki there? And I think that it goes, moshi moshi, Shiaki-san onegai. And I said that to the gentleman that was answering the phone, and he answered me back in English. I went through all this work in order to have him just know English. Anyway, happy birthday to the delightful Shiaki Kimura, or as she would be called, Kimura Shiaki, because you say the name Snow White. So I know this to be true because I am a big fan of Japanese wrestling, and they always say the last name first and the first name last. So happy birthday to her, and also all the people that are having a birthday on January 17th. It must be a whole bunch of people, and I'm sure that non-famous people have birthdays too, but great people that aren't baseball players also have birthdays on January the 17th. Like, and also, sad that each of the seniors is so lovely to them and how they love them so much. So, that is so lovely to know. Just as much as Shiaki had changed my life so many days ago. There's too many YouTube stars that are having birthdays. Oh my gosh, James Earl Jones, Benjamin Franklin, also celebrating a birthday. Sebastian Villalobos, 90. Lil Jon, the rapper, 90 as well. Lori Povich is going to be 90. Zoe Deschanel, also going to be 90.
Coming January 17th. I love it. Well,
today,
some music that we are going to play for you. We meaning just me. I always say we, but I love it. Well, ridiculous, because I am only one person, and there is no one else that would be doing this show. Since 1999, and who would want to, honestly, I have been doing this. I love it. Well, for about 3 weeks that I went from 11 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, I love it. Well, but I am only one person, and I am happy to be here with you. It has been such a lovely day. Such a lovely day today. The sun is finally shining and I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. I Oh dear. It crapped out at 55 minutes and 31 seconds. There was a little bit left to go of this musical piece that was curated and created, performed by Mr. Lee Hutzelak for my show, The Parts Unknown Show, for 24 Hours of Radio Art. Something that I had felt that I was never allowed to be in until Beppe Crespin said, you better do something on your show because I know you can do it. And I think he was lying. So I asked my friend Lee if he could do a little instrumental piece for me. And oh my gosh. Well, it wasn't all instrumental. I had my voice. I gave him 5 minutes of me talking about my friend Chiaki Kimura having a birthday today, which is true. Happy birthday, Chiaki. You're in Japan right now, so I am sure that you are not listening. But happy birthday nonetheless, and happy birthday to a whole bunch of people that I said in my little blurb. Betty White was to be 100 years old today. So thank you so much to Lee for doing that for me. I am going to play a couple of service announcements, public service announcements, and then we will get into maybe one more long bit of instrumental radio art, or I might just play some more stuff that Beppe had programmed. We'll see. Let's do that first. Let's play some public service announcements.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant church by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow.
Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents Radio Show.
It's CITR's 24 Hours of Radio Art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music. Harsh electronics, dark ambient, drones, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice.
We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind.
No experience necessary.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
Mm-hmm. The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR. This is 24 hours of radio art. I just had Lee Hutzelak of Dixie's Death Pool, renowned musician and noise maker, create something for this show and for this special day of, what is it, Art's Birthday. Yes. But I want to, I was reading something on Facebook and someone said that it's the saddest day today, and it might be. I'm feeling really, really blue, and a big reason of that is because my friend Megan passed on yesterday. It was yesterday, and I want to have a kind word for her. She was a really great songwriter, and she was my friend, and she took me to Victoria one time to play, and it was a very lovely time. My thoughts go out to her mom Alma and her puppies, Sadie and Ivy. My daughter Sylvia and I were walking them for a couple weeks now, and it had been really quite lovely. Sylvie really enjoyed them. So rest in peace to Megan. And I'm probably going to say more and play some of her music. Wasn't very radio art-y. It was just like really good songs. And if I can find a Poison Dart album at CITR, I am going to play that. What I'd like to do on a horrible segue, I've been always wanting to play this. And this was something that I got to do. I'm actually in this performance here. I was in a band called They Shoot Horses, Don't They? And they were sometimes a six-piece, sometimes a seven-piece. There was upwards of nine people in it. And one time we were touring, we were getting on each other's nerves in the worst way, and decided, Josh, the lead singer, or Dutch Brown, decided to stop and collect his thoughts. And he was hoping that the rest of the people in the van would collect their thoughts. He left for a while, and then he wrangled up a whole bunch of people and found this silo with a concrete floor, and it had the best echoes ever. If you would drop something like a 2x4 or rocks or something, it would emit this amazing echo. And Eli, who was in the band, Eli Bornowski, renowned artist, recorded it all. I don't know how long this piece is, and I hope that this is going to play, but I really like this, and I've never played it before because it is long, and, well, it's Radio Art Day today, so I thought that maybe we could play it. I'm playing it off the Spooks Audio Scene website, which is a site that had been put up here by my friend Pietro Sammarco and Julia Firer, who were members of They Shoot Horses, Don't They? And there had been a whole bunch of compilations that they had put together. I guess there's 14 now, and it had began in, I would say, 2004, 2005, maybe the first one or second one. But this is off Spooks number 2, and this is They Shoot Horses, Don't They? I don't know what we called it, but what I call it now is pretty awesome. Enjoy Radio Art today. I hope that you guys are not too sad. And if this music is lifting your spirits, brother, sister, there's something wrong with you.
Thank you.
have. Ooh!
How about that? Boy, does that take me back to that silo in Saskatoon? Something like that. I hadn't heard that tune in about, I will say, 10 years. And actually, I have never heard it in its entirety. To be honest, I kind of drift off after the 11th minute. But listening to it all the way from the beginning to the end was very lovely. I kind of enjoyed that a lot. That was a band that I was in called They Shoot Horses, Don't They? I know that I'm not supposed to play bands that the DJ was in, but come on, it's been 15 years. Enough is enough. I loved that experience being in a band with all those nice people, and I hope that they're doing well. I know that some are very, very far away. I know that the lead singer, Josh, is in Japan, and I have no idea what Julia is doing. I know that Pietro's nearby, and Ryan is in Victoria with his family. Eli, I haven't seen in the longest time. Shane Krause, big baritone saxophone player, and he is also on the island. Who am I missing? Rob, living in Yarrow. And me, I am just keeping it together, barely. I think I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to play a couple of radio show promos, and then I will return you to your regular programming. Thank you very much for listening. I know that this was a little out of the ordinary, but I had been very happy to do something a little different. I will play songs next week, and a lot of new stuff is rising to the surface that I really want to play on my Parts Unknown show. So I will do that next week. Thanks so much, and you will hear from me next week.
Listen without distraction.
Ready or not, you're going in.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR. Pop loungecore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate 1,000 odd disconnected fragments. Now bright, now dim. Hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
Wake up.
Well-known pimp. Narcotics king. Big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio fans, amateurs.
giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
We lived on Grave Street.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. at 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians, Ruskies, communists, communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
About the
try to make me a punk. But I was born this way. Try to make me a punk. I live like this every day. Try to make me a punk. Try to make me change. Try to make me a punk. Some things I can't explain.
I don't wanna be your corporate man. I don't wanna grow my hair, like dress up for you. You wanna pose me like one of your dolls. I don't think so. No. Don't make me. Are you happy? You wanted this, you got it. I'm a punk now. Dressed up in your little costume. Playing your little game. But it's still the same. Same old grip. That same old lie. That fairy tale.
Try to make me a punk.
Of radio art on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.